Good morning, and welcome to the conference call of Simpar to discuss the earnings regarding the second quarter 2020. Today with us are Mr. Fernando Simões, CEO, and David Peres, CFO and IR Officer. Right now, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later on, we are going to start our Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. Should any of you need assistance during the conference call, please reach the operator by pressing star zero. We would like to inform you that this conference call is being recorded and translated simultaneously into English. Before moving on, we would like to let you know that any statements made during this conference call relative to the company's business outlook, operating, and financial goals are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Simpar's management and rely on information currently available for the company. Forward-looking statements are not a guarantee of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions since they refer to future events and depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. General economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect the future results of the company and lead to results that will differ from those mentioned in the forward-looking statements. Now I'll turn the call to Mr. Fernando Simões. Please, Mr. Simões, you may go on.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to thank you all for attending. We are starting the release of Simpar earnings for the second quarter 2020. We are going to start on page one when we approach our quarter's restructuring. I'd like to start with thanking deeply the work and dedication of our team. The last 4 years, we worked very hard for the restructuring to really separate companies so that we could start the new cycle. The final move is the one that we highlight on page one. Again, thanks to the dedication of our teams, controllership, financial, administrative, and even operating teams. Thank you so much. I also would like to thank our shareholders or potential shareholders because all that started 4 years ago because some investors asked us questions and told us that we should be a bit more separate and split information so that it would be easier to understand the company. As a consequence, generate value, simplify structure, and contribute to the perpetuity of our business. By listening to you, we decided to follow this path to have this restructuring. For us, it is a unique time. We are very happy, and we believe this new organizational structure will really contribute in a differentiated manner for us to get into a new cycle of development. The structure is ready. Companies are separated, independent management with clear metrics established by the board, clear development goals for each one of them for the coming years, and all of them inserted in industries that have huge possibility to grow, improve margin, and gain scale. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to start on page one. In the upper part, we show what our structure was like. Simpar, free float, and other debt shareholders. In the lower picture, you have JSL here, which has a role of operational company, but also holding, controlling the other five companies. Just as a reminder, Movida has already free float because it's listed. What did we do? First, together, we put together an independent committee assessing alternatives. The proposal was to have Simpar, which is a family holding, of which I'm part. This Simpar would become the holding company of all others. With that, we wouldn't change control, and we would have a purely logistic company that is JSL. Now we have the largest road logistics company in Brazil with the largest portfolio of services. This is what we did. We are going to tell you about all process, governance, and everything, but this is what the structure is like. The holding of the family free float of 30% in the new Novo Mercado, other shareholders, including the family, and then you have Simpar, that is our new listed company. That is now a purely holding company, and therefore controls the other five companies, plus logistics, that is 100% controlled by Simpar, and is today the largest road logistic company in Brazil. Well, with this corporate restructuring, we believe that we are really uniquely positioned for a new cycle of development. We believe that in this restructuring, we'll be creating value to shareholders. We are going to have more focus on for our customers, a simple corporate structure, transforming the company into a completely independent company. All the companies will have clear and more transparent numbers to be understood by the market better. And with that, we can have a lot more longevity in our businesses in a more sustainable manner. Going to page two, I'd like to comment with you what it was like. That is, why we chose the family holding to be the most natural party to become the company's holding, and in a way that minority shareholders wouldn't have dilution. But because you're talking about related party, we called a shareholder meeting, and we, controllers, announced from start that we would follow on the votes of minority shareholders. That is, whatever the minority shareholders decided, we would follow. And we were very happy to know that we just had the meeting a few days ago, and unanimously all minority shareholders approved the move. That shows the quality of our proposal, but also shows our level of governance and respect towards minority shareholders. Since we went public, we always said we would like to relate to shareholders just the way, like the way we relate to financial institutions and our clients, in a transparent, candid, objective manner, and in the long term. So what changes? All the shareholders that were with JSL have become Simpar shareholders. That is now a purely holding company with 100% of JS Logistics, 100% of Vamos, 100% of CS Brazil, 100% of DPC, 100% of Original, and 51.1% of Movida. The rest is in the market. This is the change. And instead of being JSL G3, Simpar, as of the 6th of September, will be listed as SIMG3. JSL G3 remains until the 6th of September. These are the changes. And with that, we have a pure holding, and logistics activities will stay in the company that is controlled by Simpar 100%, JSL. JSL is no longer a holding, but rather the largest road logistic company in Brazil, the largest portfolio of services, focused on businesses and execution that is driven by its board. What are the main objectives by creating the holding? What will be the main activities of the holding? Preserving the values, manage model and governance of the group, promoting sustainable values to shareholders, clients, and society. Our objective is to generate value to society, shareholders, employees, our people. That is the major difference of our companies. We have the mission of directly and controlling execution of business plans at each controlled company, and develop new businesses and segments of operation. In part, we'll have as its main objective to attract, train, and retain people, because, again, people are our major differences. We developed along the years, and the transformations we went through were only possible because we had financial institutions backing us up, people working hard, focusing to make our customers loyal and treat them well, and the opportunities clients have given us. These are Simpar's mission to today. And then, going to page 3, we tell you a bit of our history. Our company was founded 64 years ago by my father. We started as a carrier company, but with a DNA of execution development in the 70s, we bought a company that was larger than us. And my father was a truck driver, a mechanic, a salesperson, but always contributed to society within his means. As of 2006, we had the Julio Simões Institute coordinating social action and sustainability in all companies. In 2009, we created PX Brazil. We did acquire some companies along the way, extremely complementary to our services, Cubo, Visa. We had the IPO of JSL in 2010. And at the time, you will remember, this was a company in transportation and logistics with some other services, the rental of cars, trucks, and machinery. And that's what I'm saying about transformation. We prepared the business units to become completely independent. The rental went to Movida. We created Vamos, BBC Financial Services, the dealerships, and with that, in 2020, we have Simpar that from now on is going to be a pure holding, as I mentioned on previous pages, and JSL will go back to its origins with specific focus on logistics and transportation. Again, the largest road logistics company in Brazil. On page 4, we talk about the main financial highlights for the second quarter 2020. JSL record net income of $536,000 because of lower volumes hauled and everything that has happened in COVID, including April. The Coal Group has been working nonstop and has contributed to basically supplying society. In May, June, we see a recurrent net income of 10 million reals, which already shows that our results are being recovered. We acquired Fadel, that is a company recognized by its high-quality management and with its people as its major difference as well, with a portfolio of more than 68% of its services in urban distribution and a bit of e-commerce. Our company is going to hold 75% of Fadel, and Fadel is going to be continued led by its founder, Ramon, that has a fantastic capacity of management and built this beautiful company. Transmoreno, it is a company that ships brand new cars on car carrier trucks. This is a market in which we can contribute to our clients generating better services by means of innovations that can help them. I believe this is the fifth largest company in brand new cars carrying with strategic partnerships with Chrysler, Nissan, and Renault, and recognized by its services. That, again, shows a cycle of development is that gives logistics services opportunity in Brazil. We have railways, we have cabotage, but road transportation is complementary to any other means of transportation. Vamos, net income of 39.3, EBITDA 152 million, 12% higher year on year, and ROIC of 11%, showing business resilience. Again, we are not fantasy island in Vamos, but it has its development completely detached from Brazil's current economic reality, especially in times of a pandemic. PS Brazil net income 19 million, a bit of 83 million, growth of 2.3% year on year. And margin EBITDA 51.8%, that is 8.2 percentage points higher year on year.
CS Brazil continues to benefit from the resilience of its business of fleet management and outsourcing that accounts for 82% of its revenue, with ROIC of 13.8%. And again, according to our strategic plan, more and more prevailing rental for cars, the equipment and trucks for public services. Movida has already released its results yesterday with net income of 2.6 million, EBITDA of 151, and EBITDA margin of 50.7%, 10 percentage points above year on year, and record sales of 18,465 cars in 2Q20, 15% above the same period last year, even during the pandemic. I use the opportunity to thank the work, dedication, and commitment of the team led by Renata and Edmar. They have been doing excellent work, agility, depth of services, measuring no effort day and night with excellence in execution amid the crunch. We also renewed our commitment was as signatories of the UN Global Compact. Inside JSL, Vamos and Comita, we committed to fight deforestation in the Amazon, signing an open letter. And then, when we look at Simpar, consolidated and all controlled companies, all together net revenues, 156,000 reals, a growth of 120% in the same period last year. And again, here we have the effects of swap and bonds. Excluding the swap, we had net consolidated net revenue of 13 million real. Net revenue of 2.2 billion and EBITDA of 470 million in the second quarter 2020, with margin of 35.3%, 5.1 percentage points above year on year. And we kept a reinforced cash, which was enough to cover amortization by 2.5 times. That is 5.7 billion reals in the end of the second quarter 20. Now I'm going to turn to Denis, that is going to talk about Simpar's financial results, consolidated numbers. Please, Denis. Thank you, Fernando. Good morning, everyone. So we are going to start on slide 5, talking about the group's financial Simpar consolidated numbers. Net revenue in the last 12 months accounted for 9.6 billion reals. Quarter on quarter, even if we think of the pandemic, the company still had a total net revenue of 2.2 billion reals, with a reduction of only 8% compared with the same period last year. EBITDA and margin EBITDA, to your right, where EBITDA margin was 35% above the same period last year, and also above the average of the last 12 months, and also above the year of 19 and 18, even in the environment. Nominal amount, 460 million for EBITDA, a reduction of only 9% compared to the previous period, despite the pandemic. EBIT, 179 million, with a reduction of 36%. The reduction of more than 9% of EBITDA, which explains the increased depreciation of assets in Movida. Now, going to the last piece of information, the slide in the bottom right part, we have net income and net margin. We have the highest income in our history, 157 million reals. That shows the positive aspects of our restructuring. We had to close some negative contracts and reopen them. With the recognition of gains and also lower some tax credits. So the net effect really drove to this record net income.
margin of 7.1%, and excluding this one-off effect, we would still have a net income of 13 million with margin of 0.6% despite the pandemic. On the next slide, slide number 6, we talk about our investments for the second quarter 2020. So in the center, you can see that we had 648 million investments, sales of assets 851, and with that, we had a net capex in investments. I do not remember in the last 12 years of seeing that, but that shows our discipline and reaction before the uncertainty of a pandemic, so in line with our strategy, and thanks to a very dynamic management, mainly driven by Movida, we had record sales of cars in the period and validated the theory that our assets are liquid, and when necessary, we can always monetize them, even in adverse environments. In detail, what happened to each one of the companies. That also shows the profile of our business. Starting with Vamos, net capex of 206 million, and along the quarter, we have said that the company continues on its path of development despite the pandemic, closing new deals, and this proves that. You see net capex of 206 million reals in the period. JSL, as we have mentioned, because of its profile, is asset-light in operations. We have had recurrent volumes of investment at lower levels when we didn't have the company separate. So investments of 24 million, and it's a company today that has 65% of its revenues from asset life contracts. CS Brazil, that depends on opportunities from the public sector, did make the investments that were already connected to bids that were won, and that value of 6 million. And Movida, that was responsible for the execution of sales, delivered a negative net capex of 427 million. Now I'm going to go to the next slide when we talk about indebtedness for SIMPAR, consolidated numbers. Well, during the crisis, the pandemic, we would say that we were being conservative. All disclosures you saw, our balance in terms of cash availability is going up. And it's not different today. So I draw your attention. Company cash reached at the end of the second quarter, 5.7 billion reals, which is enough to cover 2.5 times amortization in the next 12 months. And when we look at our indicators in terms of covenants, we are really quite comfortable despite the turmoil we are going through. That shows the diversification, activities, clients, industries, and the quality of credit that the company has with resilience and long-term content. So objectively speaking, we have the first rate net debt added EBITDA 1.7. The covenant cap would be 3.5 times. Remember, this is what we use locally in terms of maintenance. The next indicator is added EBITDA over net interest, 10.8, and the minimum would be 2 times. Again, this is used in local operations in the context of maintenance. The rate that we use in the foreign market is net debt over EBITDA, 3.9 times, and our cap for covenant would be 4.4 times. Just as a reminder, this is in current, which means that after this limit, you still have some flexibility to simplify almost 1 time. So, again, quite comfortable. Just for you to know, net debt, 8.5 billion. And then all indebtedness is in dollar is 100% hedged, and the average cost after taxes is 3.6% average cost. With that, I go to the next slide, where we show the breakdown of profitability of theme parks. So starting with the top left, we have what comes from the most net income of $39 million, ROIC intellectual months of 11%, movies of $3 million, ROIC last 12 months 9%. CS Brazil, net income of $19 million, ROIC 8.9%, JSL Logistics, net income $1 million, ROIC 7.4%, Original negative result of $2 million, and BBC net income of $1 million with ROIC of 23%. All together, all of the net incomes, we have 60 million reals, again, driven by the one-off event of the mark-to-market and swaps because of the restructuring, net of credits over FX credits, record income with 157 million reals, 100% above the previous year. And what we can say is recurrent, even excluding this effect, would be 13 million reals. Going to the next page, we have a summary of all results broken down by company and closed at SimPath. What's interesting to highlight here is that if you take a look in the quarter, I can say that all our companies were positive and with ascending profitability. And as a summary of the performance of all our companies, you can see some companies were just not affected because of their business, like CS Brazil and Vamos. In consolidated results of Simplad, we had 2.2 billion reals net revenues, net 200 million in EBIT, 470 in EBITDA, with a small impact vis-a-vis the crisis caused by the pandemic, and record net income of 157 million, 120% above the previous year. And knowing that here we have a legitimate but one-off effect of the mark-to-market operation swap and the write-off of tax credits because of the operation. But even if we exclude the factors in a challenging scenario, we would have had a net income of 13 million reals with leverage of 3.9x. So leverage under control. And we understand, based on the data that we have, we are gradually recovering to our deleveraging process. With that, I go back to Fernando. Thank you, Dan. So here on page 10, we are going to talk about our announced acquisitions that were performed by our controlled company, JSL. JSL acquired 75% of Fadel for $159 million. Fadel was founded in 2001 by Ramon. And now we are partners, and management is going to be completely independent and led by Fadel's founder. This company has a huge share in urban distribution, especially beverage and food, with important and relevant customers, and recognized by their high level of demand. And Fadel really stands out because of governance, efficiency, quality, and low-cost execution, and returns compatible to investments, even in such a difficult market. The strategic rationale for both Fadel and JSL is synergy in inputs, better management for both companies, and also the possibility of having new clients in cross-selling. All that's important to say, we are still waiting for approval from the CAD. JSL also acquired 100% of Transmoreno, a company founded in 78, whose main activity is the transportation of brand new cars. And it has had for many years a commercial partnership with Renault and Nissan. JSL bought 100% of Transmoreno shares for $310 million. Again, it was our strategy to start shipping brand new cars. It was less than 2% of our revenues, but now it has more relevance in our services. Together with Transmoreno, Renault, and Nissan, we may develop innovations that will contribute furthermore to customer loyalty and also cross-selling opportunities for other services in the auto industry. These acquisitions by JSL are in line with our strategic plan. The idea is more and more to be in different industries, offering other logistics services and being able to have cross-selling to current and future customers. Remember that the acquisitions the company has been made are one-off, strategic, and complementary, bringing people, important customers, and quality in execution. Now I'm going to page 11, when I talk about the strategic opportunities for each company that is controlled by Simpar. JSL, after the restructuring, this is a company that is ready to start a new cycle of growth, organically or inorganically. Acquisitions will certainly contribute for us to go into new industries or to offer complementary services to what we have, so that we can have good people and clients to whom we can contribute with more services and to make them more loyal. And our board has also been looking into, together with JSL, the possibility of having an IPO with investors that want to be part of this investment. What we believe is that Brazil in logistics offers huge opportunities for development. And JSL has a unique platform in terms of services and diversification of sectors with really different people that contribute to its history of leadership in the last 19 years. CS Brazil is a company that today has more than 80% revenues from fleet management and outsourcing. These services are offered to public sector and mixed capital companies. CS Brazil has a level of governance that is really paramount. Transparency. It has a monitoring room when they take part in bids, but also a transparency website showing all contracts, times, period, clients. And more we have to focus on the excellence of our services and ETS Brazil. That more and more results in the better quality of services in the public sector as a whole by means of availability of fleets, and we believe we have a huge potential of growth, improving management in public services by means of fleets. And this is a way to provide services to citizens in transportation, in health. Then BBC, a leading company, we have a digital account through which we pay truckers, and we also finance cars and trucks. BBC is a financial service company that helps us to develop customer loyalty and develop all the companies that are controlled by Simpar. Vamos, a company that rents truck machinery and equipment. Most of our contracts, more than 90% of our contracts, with or without maintenance, but without operators, are long-term, and clients more and more want this alternative. They don't have to invest CapEx or OpEx, and they can develop in their business. Vamos has a unique positioning because of its dealership for trucks and machinery, and today it has more than 15,000 assets and is the largest buyer of trucks in Brazil, and consequently has a scale and is very competitive and offers competitive advantages to its customers. Movida continues growing, replacing property for use. We believe that Movida and Vamos segments are still very incipient. They have a huge potential to grow, and the major difference is to have the group as a whole with our DNA to provide services. More and more, I believe that assets will less and less the difference. What is different is the service to provide what your customer wants, not only to deliver a service, but also to make them happy. At Original, our car dealership, a completely independent and complementary business to the other companies of the group. So we talk about each company controlled by Simpar, our different businesses, and our opportunities. Nothing makes us happier than having this restructuring. We are sure that we are starting a new cycle with completely independent company with huge potential to grow and improve its margins and returns. Again, thank you very much on behalf of our team. And now we are going to open for your questions. Thank you very much. Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll now start the Q&A. To ask a question, please press star 1. To withdraw your question, press star 2. Please wait while we collect the questions. Our first question comes from Gabriel Rezende from Bradesco BBI, please. Hello, everyone. Good morning. I have two questions, quick questions, about the M&A. I would like to know if you have other acquisitions in your pipeline, in addition to Fadel and Transmoreno. And in the case of Transmoreno, can you think that you have the expectations to increase market share in the shipping of brand new cars? Good morning, everyone. Gabriel, right? Good morning, Gabriel. Okay. It's part of our company's strategy to look into M&A opportunities. It has been so for many years. All the companies controlled by Simpar were never focused on developing through M&As alone, but also looking at opportunities. We have always done that, and we have been doing that in recent years. But first, there is a natural time of maturing because we want quality acquisitions in terms of industry, clients, and management. And also, we were restructuring the company. Now that the restructuring is finished, and now that we have a peer holding, we have JSL purely focused on logistics. And the two acquisitions, we were looking at them for some time, and there are others that we are looking at. We have basically a unit that is focused on M&A, and we might have other M&As. We are not selling expectations. We are counting on growing organically with the relationship and cross-selling and the new services. But logistics is an area that has huge opportunities of consolidation. So I've been in logistics for 4 years. I'm 53, but I started at 14. And I think that the industry trusts JSL. Just to give an example, the first time I talked to Transmoreno was 4 years ago. And there was empathy between myself and Ramon. But still, you know, we talked for a long time. With Fadel, 18 months. So this is a market that has changes, but we cannot say that this is going to happen. But I think that we have credibility in the market, and we always keep an eye in opportunities. And also,
the other side has to want to sell as well. In terms of market share of Transmoreno, I'm going to be very honest. I know that Transmoreno has a contract relationship with Renault and Nissan, provides quality services, and this is the opportunity that we saw, and this is what we focus on. Of course, that in terms of market share, well, this is our fate. It's destiny. But of course, we always try to have more cross-sales and improve services provided. We hope that through Transmoreno, we are going to offer more quality and services in the segment, and with that, have more loyal customers and even attract the clients of our clients. What's that? OEM sells cars to dealerships, whatever. By means of Transmoreno, we want to attract the clients of the OEMs, and this is our focus. Market share, well, that's the future. Of course, we want the company to grow, but if we do right, I think this is just a consequence. And Gabriel, I hope I have answered your question. No, it's great. Thank you very much. Our next question comes from Werner Rocha from Trigonon Capital. Please, Mr. Werner.
Good morning, Fernando. Congratulations on your results. We were very happy with the results. And Dennis, congratulations on the financial management. Difficult times, being able to raise funds. Good job. I have two questions. First, Fernando mentioned that businesses are dependent, but the group are independent, sorry, but the group is the largest buyer of trucks. When you are negotiating trucks, you negotiate a package including several companies, so in an independent manner, but discussing volumes to everyone. Everyone, of course, with their own businesses. But with a price that is the same for all the companies. Is that what happened? And the second question about vermin, given the opportunities in sanitation, infrastructure, the growth of Brazil, and even agribusiness, my question is whether vermin can grow in the segment in the rental of machine equipment. Because we know that in Brazil, compared to Argentina, we are still very incipient. We are just starting. And even infrastructure work, that Vamos can increase its share in the business. Obviously, thinking about its trucks and other assets.
Thanks for your question, Ernest. This is Ernest. Well, we all our business. Again, the companies are controlled. They have independent management, 100%, completely separate. But there is always one that stands out. When you're talking about buying cars, it's Movida that buys cars at the highest volume. CS Brazil also buys a lot of cars. So how does this work? Movida negotiates. If it is interesting for Movida, it will offer CS Brazil. And when CS Brazil gets a contract, it will negotiate and it can use Movida's price if Movida wants it, or it will have a direct negotiation with the OEM and may offer it to Movida. So, completely independent, but at the time of buying, when there is interest in the different management, they can enjoy a scale. And this happens. And, answering how it works in terms of related parties, again, all companies are completely independent. They may decide yes or no. I'll answer your questions about Vamos, give you an example. Today, there's no doubt that Vamos buys more trucks than any other company.
Logistics has lots of assets, so we have asset-heavy and asset-light operations. But most of our assets in logistics are trailers. That is the back part of the truck. And we work with lots of contractors. And also, you know, you have lots of inbound operations. We have, again, the largest logistics portfolio in Brazil, so we have assets. When we are going to buy assets in logistics, which the number is much lower compared to Vamos, of course, it can enjoy the practice of Vamos, because this is a benefit that Vamos has. Vamos continues to develop strongly. The first quarter was excellent, the first half was excellent, and more than, you know, the first half, it has been continuously closing contracts with customers. Just now, for you to have an idea, Vamos closed more than 1,500 trucks that were bought a month ago to be received in the next 6 months. This is the largest purchase in volume in Brazil a year, especially to receive in 6 months, in addition to what is bought in the first half of the year. So the expectation that we have is that more and more companies are going to enjoy from scale. And in the negotiation, we'll have an open window for other companies in the group to be interested in also placing an order to buy. So this has been developing very well. As for the rental of equipment, Vamos has a unique positioning. You have a dealership with both trucks and tractors, independent management, generating new businesses, and also a new rental business. Last half year, it has now the sales of machines and tractors in the Midwest Brazil, also offering rental businesses. So the companies have been realizing the potential and are enjoying from their scale and unique platform, that is dealership of trucks, farming machines, and its main arm of rental being the largest buyer of trucks in Brazil by far, and also having alliances with important OEMs at tough times, because in the midst of a pandemic, you know, a purchase at this volume, of course, gives you much better conditions. I'm sorry if I took too long for the answer, but just for you to have a snapshot that we do respect the related parties' businesses, but also about the possibility of them. Well, excellent. Another opportunity of cross-sell of Movida and Transmoreno. We certainly have great opportunities. Thanks for your answer. Once again, if you have a question, please press the star one. To remove your question from the list, from the queue, it's star two.
Our next question comes from Jane Nicholson. Please, you may proceed.
Hi, thank you. Can you tell me a little bit about the credit implications of your reorganization? And in particular, S&P has you on watch negative for a possible downgrade. What are your recent discussions with the credit rating agencies, and what risk of a downgrade do you see? Thank you.
Okay, the question was our conversation about ACG's rating, because logistics was in negative watch, JSL Logistics. Just using the opportunity to make it clear, when we had the corporate restructuring and Simpar took over the holding of all the other companies, what accelerates the consolidated ranking of the group, starting from JSL, is now
at the SIMPAR level. And so the rating of the conversation we had with them and some already released has not changed in consolidated numbers. There is, we have not changed the ratings in the international classification or in the domestic classification. Very well then. When you look at JSL SA specifically, now the pure logistics operation, then you have the situation and confirmation of rating at Filch. So in terms of consolidated rating, nothing has changed. But now they are issuing ratings at SIMPAR as a consolidating company.
Jenny, it's okay?
Do you think that there's a risk of a downgrade of the JSL bonds, and for what reason would S&P downgrade the company or maintain the rating? Thank you.
Yes, she asked if there is a risk to downgrade JSL bonds. And I'm saying that I don't think so. I think these ratings will also be kept. Just as a reminder, if you have a question, just press the button. Once again, if you have a question, just press star 1. Please wait while we collect questions. We have a question on the webcast. Our question comes from Thais from Itaú BBA. Please, Thais, you may go on. Well, thank you. Good morning, Fernando, Dennis. Thanks for the opportunity. I have one question to Fernando. If you look at JSL Logistics, can you talk about the competitive advantages of the company in 3 points, or at least in main points? Good morning, Thais. I think there are many. I always joke around that nothing goes right for one reason and nothing goes wrong for one reason. But I think that first, we are a company with a very strong history of very clear values and DNA. We have a history of 6 years. The past does not determine the future, but it does build the foundations of our present. I'll give you some examples. First, providing services in logistics is an art. We don't sell a product, a piece of clothing, a car. We sell a service. And for that, you have to have a history of delivery, which we have. If you have an idea, the 10 largest customers of ours have been our customers for more than 25 years. All the companies we acquired are companies until today, and we have a history of cross-selling. That is, we provide even more services to these companies. You have a history of logistics companies with development and this capacity to deliver. That is when we ensure our delivery nationwide. And this is, I think, what's most valuable in our company, because whenever you have one contract, you want to have more. Our contract managers are compensated for that. And there's another item that is very important. We have a unit to study
each one of the businesses for us to have the structure of this contract in terms of price and in terms of what is needed. So understanding customer needs and giving them the right price. And sometimes the price is not the best, but it is the best cost effectiveness. We always want to attract the clients of our clients because with that, you have loyalty. So these are some of our points. And how can we do that? I always joke around. If you want to invite 10 people for a barbecue, it's hard that they will all come. We have people who are committed. I'll give you a number that is interesting for us to look at. 114 managers that we have in the company, managers that take care of our contracts. On average, they have been with the company for 13 years. And you have, you know, there are 3 years in the company, and they are 35, 36 years old. And you have new people coming in. So this mix of people, more and less experienced, makes our difference. Again, as I always say, our difference is our people. So I think it's the resilience of ours that makes the difference in our development and recognition in the market. And unfortunately, when you look at the market and you see what happens to some logistics companies, because they did not become more professional, because they did not have governance, because they do not have a history, unfortunately, they cannot develop the logistics sector. And just by means of a history, you can understand how some companies prosper and others don't. And more large companies want to work with those that have governance and sustainability. And then I think this is something that very few companies can talk about. Sorry, it is a long question, but these are some pillars that lead us to a unique positioning in terms of service. And we are in more than 16 sectors in the economy. And I don't know if I answered your question, but that's it. Yes, excellent. Thank you very much. Our next question comes from Lucas from Santander. Please, you can go on. Good morning, Fernando, Dennis. I have a question about Vamos. Service revenues even picked up in the second quarter. I'd like to understand the dynamics of services and contracts that you have. For instance, when you have the return of them also going up the second quarter, are you accelerating contracts with maintenance, that is, with higher margin? Are you increasing their share? Just to understand what's going on with them. Hi, this is Dennis of Vamos in terms of returns and improvements. Yes, it's correct. We have more contracts with services. This year we started with a contract with services in the agribusiness, which was the first. But also there is very good performance of our dealership network. Both for heavy assets and heavy trucks. And because you need a little working capital, it becomes a positive lever to drive the return of the business as a whole. I'll let Fernando compliment. Yes, Lucas, this is a business that is developing, and the more customers realize the value of renting vis-a-vis buying, you know, we get better. Vamos is a company that is developing long-term rental, providing services, and even ensuring availability to customers. Okay, great. Thank you very much. We have a question on the webcast. Ronald will read it to us so that we can answer. The question comes from Fernando from Santander, and the question is, what is going to be the policy of the companies that are under SIMPAR and SIMPAR's indebtedness strategy? Well, after the restructuring, the companies are completely separate and independent. So we do not have the granting of cross guarantees. And even when we think of SIMPAR, what we have done is, as things mature and develop, they move on with each one of the companies. Whenever we have a company being developed, we are going to be there as required. As for the indebtedness of SIMPAR, this is $1.6 billion of net debt, and our intention is to reduce that gradually. A common question that we take, and I see that on the web, is the tax benefits. We have the option of two tax systems. One of them, we can use tax-related issues when you have a partial amortization of investments. And remember, we want to keep all the investments that we have under control, just to make it clear. But I'll give you a number. The number we had within the group in terms of net indebtedness at the holding, and it's a reality now with SIMPAR, in the age of 18 was about 3 billion. Now it is 1.6. So that shows our capacity to reduce debt, much of it to gain from organic growth, from whatever was produced by our company, but also we had also enjoyed the market in the case of Movida. Just as a reminder, at some point, Movida, we supported it. The market didn't come along. And with that, our net debt went up to $3 billion. But then, at a next stage, Movida has already delivered and solved many of its issues. Then we returned the capital. And with that, we contribute to the development of our company. So the idea is to reduce leverage gradually, again, focus on organic growth. But if the opportunity happens in the capital market, it can be better. That as a purpose of information, SIMPAR has a cash position of 2.2 billion reals. With maturity up to 24. Once again, as a reminder, just press star button. If there are no further questions, we'll turn the call back to Mr. Simões for his final remarks. Please, Mr. Simões. Well, once again, on behalf of our team, I would like to thank you. Today is a historical day to us. We have a record participants, more than 200 people attending the call, which should give us great satisfaction. It is, I think, a landmark of our history today. We believed this. This is a strategic move that started to be being built 4 or 5 years ago. Thank you, investors, financial institutions that always ask us for the best information possible. That improves our governance, and I think that this result is fruit of this dynamic. I thank very much all our employees that worked very hard, and now we have a purely holding company. And JSL, that is
only focus on logistics. You know, I like the businesses that we have. I myself have been working in the company for 40 years. I'm the son of the founder. I know the DNA of the company. But if today you gave me all the money in the world, I would never be able to build another JSL. It's the company that has a history. It's inserted in the main sectors and companies in Brazil. It has resilience in commercial relationships and revenue. So JSL is very important. So again, all companies, JSL has a capital structure that was part of our strategy to separate companies, to have JSL capital structure as is. We have said that this is what we're going to do. This is a unique time, and we believe that logistics, just like all of the companies, can go into a new cycle of development. Now it is focused on its operations. And remember, the tougher the situation, the more companies want to outsource because they want to focus on their core business. Movida released its results yesterday. Again, Edmar, Renato, excellent work. Congratulations for your agility, determination. And you see the company is already recovering to its normal path in a solid, constructive manner. Vamos, unique timing, scalability, positioning in the market, a fantastic business. CS Brazil. The more public management improves, the more people demand services, the more they need mobility by means of cars, trucks, and buses. And that has helped our sustainable development, and again, with reference governance in the segment. And BBC and Original, smaller businesses, but extremely complementary. So, we always say, we were successful, but we believe in times of happiness, and Simpar and the controlled companies all have huge opportunities with separate management, and we are living times of happiness. And we have a strong values culture. And some of our main objectives is to preserve our values, our management model, seeking the best governance practices for our companies, controls and holding, and generate value with sustainability to all our stakeholders. This is what we want. We only believe in development when it is sustainable. We want and will spare no efforts to control the execution of the business plan of each company. Again, independent, each company has the obligation of representing its shareholders, contributing and supporting controlled companies when needed, but also directing their direction without execution. They have autonomy for execution and clear targets and goals. And again, remember that our greatest asset is our people. So developing, training people, and also learning from our people, because these are the ones in the front line talking to our customers. When I talk to investors, I learn from them. People are our difference. It is people that make our business. And to close, I would like to say that we are a service company. We want to take care of people. We want to be simple, to have focus, regardless of our size, to have the agility of a small company. And we have to work regardless of our size, with focus, sustainability, and of course, to have profit as well. Because without profit, there is no development, no sustainability. And we are proud to say
that we work to have a fair return of this work. Well, once again, I would like to tell you that today we are starting a new cycle of development in all our businesses for us to enjoy the foundations we built in the past. With your help, your support, and we are going to not only improve our leverage, but the idea is to keep it until the end of the year, similar to what it was last year, even with the pandemic and the CapEx invested for us to continue our development. Once again, I would like to tell you that we are going to continue working hard to deserve your trust. This is what we want, so that you trust us on behalf of all of us, employees of SIMPAR, our controlling company. We thank you for your trust. And thank you for listening to us. Thank you. Have a good day and a good weekend. SIMPAR's conference call is now closed. We thank you very much for joining us and wish you a good afternoon.